Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. Alright, welcome sa isa namang episode ng ating Get Hired Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about online interview tips. Pero before we do that, I just want to greet you all. Welcome, or should I say welcome back sa ating Get Hired Podcast. It's been years since I put up my first episode. And finally, we are doing itong series restart or rebirth. Ano ba? Resurrection of sorts, no? I noticed kasi na itong past few months, siguro partly dahil na rin sa COVID-19 crisis, ay dumadami yung mga nakikinig sa ating podcast. Something I started 2-3 years ago is now gaining traction. Pinakamarami tayong listeners itong August at September, no? And nagulat ako doon. So, na-reignite din sa akin yung passion na ipagpatuloy ito. Nakikita ko rin sa messages ninyo, I get those, no? On a fairly regular basis, mga kwento ng people who finally landed a job, people who are looking for help, and I want to use this platform as a means to help you out. And yan ang dahilan kung bakit magbabalik tayo dito sa Get Hired Podcast. Now, if in case you don't know me, I am Laika Maravilla. Most people call me Coach Laika. I'm an educational content creator, dating HRD director, and I'm using itong mga skills na I acquired through the years to help you land your dream job. That's always been the goal, okay? And like I said, we're going to talk about online interview tips ngayon. This is something na I guess kailangan natin pag-usapan dahil sa nangyari with the COVID-19 crisis, marami dun sa nakasanayan nating proseso ng pag-hire ng mga iba-ibang companies ay nabago. Hindi na masyadong uso yung face-to-face interview. Hindi ko na rin ma-recommend that you shake your interviewer's hands, no? Kasi dahil ginagawa natin yung physical distancing na tinatawag, no? Pero yung online interview, nagkaroon siya ng bagong meaning for all of us. Naging mas safe na alternative siya sa face-to-face na interviews, and with a lot of companies looking for people who can work at home, nagiging showcase din siya of how you can use itong mobile tools, itong internet, and of course yung mobile conferencing, mga meetings, platforms at iba pa for you to do yung job na gusto nilang magawa ninyo. Okay? So ano itong mga tips na ibibigay ko sa inyo para madali? We're going to start with our ABCs, no? Letter A muna. Let's talk about your interview attire, okay? Now, when we talk about the interview attire, here's something na baka hindi in-expect na sabihin ko, pero sasabihin ko pa rin. You have to wear a full attire, okay? Now, a lot of people would say, pwede na yan. Basta yung taas, formal, no? Basta yung naka-button-down ka na shirt na may collar, tapos naka-Americana ka. Okay na yon, naka-blazer ka sa taas. Huwag na yung sa baba kasi hindi naman makikita, no? Pero sa akin, ang suggestion ko sa inyo is to still wear your full attire. Honestly, if you can wear shoes, that would also help. Now, bakit? Now, we have something called priming, no? When we're doing things. Meron tayo mga pre-game rituals na tinatawag. Anong ibig sabihin noon? If you notice, when you're studying, or kung ikaw ay nagtatrabaho na noon, putting on your necktie, putting on yung clothes mo on a daily basis helps you get in the right mind when it comes to working. For those of you who are working in the BPO industry, di ba? Kapag pumunta ka na sa locker mo, tapos kinuha mo na yung headset mo, kinuha mo na yung mga gamit mo, pupunta ka na sa floor, dala-dala yung iyong tumbler. Alam mo na agad, alam na ng katawan mo na, okay, work mode na ngayon. And kapag aalis naman tayo sa work, di ba? Pag kinuha na natin yung gamit natin, mas casual na rin yung behavior natin. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Ang sinusuot natin plays a huge part sa kung ano yung ginagawa natin habang nandun tayo sa trabaho. And it preps our mind sa kung ano yung language na gagamitin natin, ano yung acceptable na behavior. Dapat maging comfortable tayo, pero not too comfortable din naman. Again, when you talk about getting hired, when you talk about the job interview process, it's all about putting your best foot forward, di ba? And kind of selling yourself to the potential employer. So that's what we want to do. pagdating sa inyong attire. Now, bakit sinasabi ko rin na isuot nyo ng buo at hindi pwedeng naka-boxers lang or naka-shorts lang sa baba? Now, this is something na sinasabi ko sa inyo kasi simula nagsimula yung quarantine, di ba? Ang dami natin nakikita na mga blooper reel, ang dami natin nakikita na mga fail videos of people na nasa meeting. Tapos, biglang ano, yung tatayo sila, tinawag ng nanay, or pumasok yung anak sa kwarto, di ba? O minsan kinagat ng alaga nilang aso, tapos mapapatayo sila. Okay, o kaya minsan naman, tumungo yung kanilang camera or yung kanilang laptop. Tapos makikita nung employer, ay, naka-boxers lang pala si kuya, no? Or naka-shorts lang pala si ate. Tapos sira yung illusion ng pagiging professional natin. Lalo na for those of you who are applying for more conservative positions, government positions, o kaya kung nasa accounting firm ka, law firm, yan ang gusto mong pasukin na trabaho. Mas maganda kung hindi ka natatakot. Okay, so yun yung first thing para iwas sa mistakes. Now, another reason kung bakit sinasuggest ko na magsuot kayo hanggang sapatos kung kaya it's another thing off of your mind. So, hindi mo inaalala na at any time bigla kang patayuin or may pakuha sa'yo, kailangan mo pa mag-off ng camera, no? Baka i-call out ka pa, no? Kaya, yun yung mga bagay na makaka-alleviate ng anxiety natin habang nasa interview. Kapag naka-full armor ka, hindi ka masyadong kinakabahan, okay? So, again, you have to watch yung iyong attire. Yun yung letter A natin. Now, letter B naman. Let's talk about your backup, okay? And when we talk about backup, hindi na to yung reinforcements pagdating sa mga kaibigan who work in the same company, okay? Hindi rin backer ang pinag-uusapan natin. That's another episode, no? Ang pinag-uusapan natin, yung backup na internet, okay? Now, bakit ko to sinasabi? Kasi napakahalaga nito, okay? Ako, since the quarantine started, I've been invited to so many webinars, mga talks, mga meetings, and a lot of professional na interactions. At lahat ito yung nangyayari online through a Zoom call or through StreamYard or any of those platforms. And ang ginagawa ko para sigurado na hindi ako biglang madi-disconnect is habang nakakonect ako sa Wi-Fi namin sa bahay, nakaabang na yung aking mobile internet connection, okay? Sa aking phone, sa aking Wi-Fi device, no? Meron ako talagang prepaid na mga SIMs at saka postpaid na SIMs na may access ako na naka-ready na yan, okay? Nagbo-broadcast na yon. Para if in case bibitaw yung connection, and it has happened multiple times na rin, no? Maadali ako makaka-hook up dun sa aking mobile device. Okay, sunod na siyang sasaluhin ng aking iPhone. Kaya nangyayari, kahit na meron akong a few seconds na napuputol, nakakabalik ako agad. So again, set up a backup internet connection. Okay, it doesn't have to be expensive. Again, kung meron kang Wi-Fi sa bahay, just turn on yung data dun sa iyong phone. Tapos make sure na alam ng iyong laptop yung password para automatic kapag na-disconnect siya, maghahanap siya ng ibang source diretso siya sa phone mo. Okay? So again, make sure that you have backup internet connection. Okay? Before we proceed, let's check out this other show from Podcast Network Asia, Chief Best Friends. Some people say it's not a good idea to mix personal and professional, but with the Chief Best Friends podcast, you'd be surprised at all the great things that happen when you don't need to worry about that line. Join your host, Nikki Torres, and her lovely guests in conversations about bridging the gap between business success and cultivating meaningful friendships, as well as the emotional roller coaster that is startup life, with Chief Best Friends, a podcast all about work wives and work besties everywhere. Now, number three, we're going to talk about camera presence. Now, yung camera presence isn't something na kinailangan na problemahin ng ating mga teammates, no? Noon. Kasi hindi naman talaga masyadong kailangan yan, hindi ginagamit noon. Unless ang work mo, talagang, kunyari, B2B na company, so marami kang kausap ng mga kliyente. Ang video conferencing, choice lang yan noon. Most meetings really happen ng face-to-face. Pero ngayon, dahil pandemya nga, importante na rin ang camera presence. More than your conventional body language, like how you sit or nasaan ang kamay mo habang nagsasalita ka, yung camera presence na ang mas mahalaga ngayon. Kasi hindi na nakikita yung kamay, di ba? Ang nakikita na lang is yung chest up natin kapag tayo ay nasa screen. So, minsan off-screen na yung kamay natin kahit na nanginginig ka, no? Hindi na napapansin yan. So, ang question would be, paano ka? Ano ang rehistro mo sa camera? Okay? Anong itsura? Do you look confident? Do you look smart? Do you look like you know what you're saying? Now, yung camera presence, maraming components yan. Now, the first thing would be this. You have to make sure that you're only on cam kapag ready ka na na maging on camera. Ibig sabihin nun, if you come early sa isang Zoom meeting or sa online meet para dun sa job position, turn off your camera muna. Kung hindi ka pa naman kinakausap or hindi pa nagsastart yung interaction, i-off mo muna yung camera mo. Now, here's an old school solution to that new problem. And this is something that I've been doing talaga ever since, no? I'm really grateful na BlueTac is a good savior pagdating dito. Now, if you're not familiar with BlueTac, ano siya, isa siyang sticky na bagay na pwede mong idikit kung saan-saan. So, para siyang, if you think about it, para siyang clay, pero mas madikit. Tapos, it's what I use then to put up mga pictures, mga quotes sa aking inspiration board dito sa kwarto. Kapag meron ako mga photos na gustong ilagay, kahit mga buong picture frames ito, it can hold it up. Napaka-sticky na, tapos napaka-strong din nung BlueTac, no? And that is the same thing that I use para i-cover ang aking camera sa aking mga devices. Now, ginagawa ko ito kasi alam ko na at any point, di ba? And in some programs, ina-allow din nila yung mga hosts to turn on yung camera for the participants. Baka ma-catch ako off guard, okay? Na hindi ako ready or umiinom ako ng tubig habang nasa interview. So, ginagawa ko, kapag hindi talaga ako ready na magpakita, I cover my webcam with BlueTac. Ang maganda sa BlueTac kasi nga, hindi siya nagmamarka. So, pag tinanggal mo siya, walang stain, walang kahit ano. In fact, it's also used as a cleaner for keyboards. Kung meron kayong aso like me, no? If you follow me on Instagram, you probably already see or you probably already saw Haley, yung aking aso. Eh, ang taglagas po ngayon ng mga aso, no? Yung mga fur mommies tsaka fur daddies, nakaka-relate siguro kayo. So, yung balahibo niya kung saan napupunta. So, I also use BlueTac to remove that sa keyboard ko tsaka sa iba-ibang mga lugar. Yun yung ginagamit ko, no? Nilalagay ko siya dun sa screen. Kasi safe siya, eh. Hindi siya nag-iwan ng marka. Now, after I put that there, I only remove it kapag ready na ako magpakita sa camera. Okay, so maliban dun sa on-camera na setting tsaka off-camera na setting sa iyong program, meron ka pa nun. That's another safeguard. Okay? At dahil physical siya, maiiwasan mo yung napindot mo lang kaya ka biglang nakita sa camera. Okay? So again, you can do that. Para sure ka na yung camera presence mo is established. Now, another thing is this. You have to watch kung saan ka nakatingin. Okay? And this is something na pinag-aaralan ko rin, no? Hindi pa ako masyadong magaling dito. Kasi minsan kapag nasa webcam, ang tinitingnan ko yung screen ko, okay? Na-notice ko sa sarili ko kapag may PowerPoint presentation, tapos nagpe-present ako, so may talk, tapos syempre naka-share screen ako. Nakakatingin ako sa lens ng camera. Pero pag meron pa akong kausap sa Zoom call, nakatingin ako lagi dun sa screen. And ang tendency is, kung hindi ka nakatingin sa mismong screen, you don't come off as confident or as kumpiyansa ka dun sa sinasabi mo. So, what you should do would be find kung nasaan yung mismong camera ng iyong device. If you're using a phone, okay, hanapin ninyo yung parang maliit na indentation dun sa glass, yung may bilog na maliit na ganun. Tingnan nyo kung nasaan yung mismong camera. Kung may camera ka, tingnan mo mismo yung lens, wag yung screen. Okay? Kasi may mga flip-out na camera, no? Yung mga ginagamit ng mga vloggers, no? I have a Canon M50. Yung screen nasa gilid. So, ang nangyayari, pag tinitingnan ko yung sarili ko, yung itsura ko, dun sa mismong footage, parang hindi ako nakatingin sa screen. Kasi ang dapat na hinahanap mo yung lente. Okay? So, you really have to look at the camera. Pag nakatingin ka kasi sa camera, yung nanonood sa'yo, ang feeling nila, sa kanila ka nakatingin. Pag nakatingin ka sa screen mo, mukha kang hindi confident kasi parang naka-look down ka. Parang ang equivalent niya sa body language is parang nakatingin ka sa kamay mo. Di ba? Yun yung iniiwasan natin kapag nasa face-to-face or personal interview ka. So again, you have to find the camera and look at the camera. Okay? Now another thing to watch would be posture. A lot of people habang tumatagal kapag sila ay nasa screen o nasa isang device, pahukot ng pahukot, no? Lagi tayong nagsaslouch the more that we talk on camera. Pero ang importante kapag ikaw ay nasa interview, yung posture mo dapat in check. So you have to make sure na naka-straight ang iyong likod. Now, a quick trick here would be if you have an exercise ball, okay? And if you are ano ba, if you're medyo challenged pag sa balance, maybe this is not the best tip for you, no? Pero kung ikaw naman ay medyo fairly healthy at active, this could be a good fix. Kung nakaupo ka sa exercise ball kasi napipilit ka niya na mag-maintain ang balance mo ng posture mo, no? Kasi pa nag-slouch ka, malalaglag ka. So that could be a good fix. Again, your posture has to seem confident. So dapat diretso yung pagkakaupo mo. Okay? Now, all of these things, again, just remember those. Again, balikan muna natin really quickly. Make sure that your attire is on fleek, no? Already ready ka. Hindi lang pwedeng taas lang ang mukhang formal tapos naka-shorts lang sa baba, ha? Para maging mas confident ka. Okay, your attire has to be good. You have to have a backup internet connection. Yung camera presence ninyo, i-blue tack mo muna kung hindi ka pa ready. Tapos pag ready ka na, you have to look at the camera. And then yung fourth point is this, you have to be deliberate about your answers. Okay? I want you to start thinking of one-liners. Now, when we talk about one-liners, ang ibig sabihin ko lang dun is, if meron kang mga ina-anticipate na itatanong sa'yo, okay? We have to rethink the way we answer yung mga questions nila. This is something din na I've had to learn since the quarantine season started, no? Kasi ako yung tipo ng tao na kapag on-screen lang, I sometimes still ramble. Kasi dami kong gustong sabihin. And ang feeling ko, pag nasa screen, naku, parang hindi nila ako naiintindihan. Kasi nga, di ba yung feedback system, kapag may nakikinig sa'yo, it's different kapag face-to-face versus nasa webcam ka lang. So, pag nasa, kunyari, Zoom call kami, tapos yung mukha ko yung nandun sa screen, yung dominante sa screen kasi ako yung nagsasalita, hindi ko nakikita kung nakikinig ba talaga yung kausap ko or kung nag-nod ba siya in agreement. Wala nung feedback na yun. So, ang nangyayari, I want to explain my point more. Parang feeling ko nabibitin yata siya sa sagot ko, no? So, ano ibig sabihin ko dito? You have to be deliberate with what you say. Think of one-liners. Simple lang. Dapat maikli lang. Okay? And watch. Medyo may delay yan eh. Watch lang kung ano yung magiging response nila. Hindi na katulad noon na ang body language sobrang immediate nung response eh. May onting ping ngayon. So, give them one line. Pause for a moment. And then just start talking. Pero in smaller increments. Don't go on long stories sa lahat ng mga karanasan mo mula ng baby ka. Dahil lang mukhang late siyang nagre-respond dun sa sinasabi mo. So again, you have to be deliberate about what you say. I-acknowledge din natin yung possibility na mapuputol ka in mid-sentence, no? So mapuputol yung connection or mabibitaw yung ating mic, yung audio nung conversation mapuputol. So if you are thinking of one-liners to say, mas madali tayong makakabalik dun sa sinasabi natin. Kesa yung nag-iimbento ka lang ng story as you go along. No? In that case, pag na-interrupt ka, hindi mo na alam kung saan ka magsisimula. So again, you have to establish what you're going to say bago mo ito sasabihin. Now, for more specific na answers sa mga pwedeng i-anticipate na questions, sa mga questions like, tell me something about yourself, what is your greatest strength and weakness, hindi ko na i-cover sa podcast na ito, no? Kasi marami na tayo napag-usapan. Yung mga topics na yun na pag-usapan na rin natin in older na podcasts, no, older episodes. And if may mga tanong kayo na unique, hindi nyo pa nakita dun sa listahan ng previous episodes natin, you can always send it over to me sa ating Facebook page. Meron tayong dedicated na Facebook page for this podcast and for the content na about job hunting. It's www.facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlyka. So it's gethiredbyteamlyka. Okay? So yun muna ngayon. Again, recap. You have to make sure your attire is okay. You have a backup internet connection just in case bumitaw. You have to have good camera presence. You can practice this then. Okay? If medyo hindi ka pa confident, practice ka. Mag-practice interview kayo ng friends ninyo. And number four, D, be deliberate about your answers. Think in one-liners. Mga things na matatandaan na magiging quotable din para sa inyong interviewer. Okay? So, that's it muna for now. And again, thank you so much for sticking with me sa buong episode na ito. Do you want me to keep making more? Natuwa ka ba na bumalik yung ating podcast? Please let me know. And share this din with your friends if you find na kailangan din nila ito. May mga friends kayo na naghahanap din ng trabaho. Just use yung hashtag natin, #GetHiredByTeamLyka. And mahahanap ko kayo. And if meron din kayong mga tanong, again, mga requests sa mga topics na gusto nyo pag-usapan natin, pwede nyo i-tweet, pwede nyo i-post sa Facebook. Basta naka-public yan, mahahanap namin. Again, using yung hashtag #GetHiredByTeamLyka. Alright, thank you so much for listening, and yan muna for now. Again, I hope this episode helps you land your dream job. First of many, hopefully, dito sa ating series Resurrection, and I'll see you soon.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.